Hello and welcome to ARXIV LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ARXIV paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is RUMOD, Reinforcement Unifying Multi-Agent Debate, a recent ARXIV submission proposing a multi-agent debate framework unified by reinforcement learning to improve model deliberation and decision-making. Mark will look at it from the field and real-world usage, and Jamie will take the AI and technical view. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground, I see teams struggling with two problems: models that confidently give wrong answers and processes that don't scale for rigorous review. For support, compliance, or research workflows, you need answers that are not only accurate, but auditable and defensible. Right now, teams use single model checks, manual reviews, or ad hoc ensembles, which are costly or fragile. A structured multi-agent debate could surface disagreements, provide reasoning traces, and help reduce high-cost errors in production workflows.
So you're saying the practical need is fewer confident mistakes plus a repeatable, auditable way to get to a defended answer. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of multi-agent reinforcement unified approach showing up now?
Good question. Technically, single model self-critique only goes so far. It inherits the same biases and blind spots. Supervised debate or ad hoc multi-agent setups help, but they lack a coherent objective that aligns agent behavior toward truthfulness or consensus. RUMOD uses a reinforcement signal to unify agents' incentives. Agents play proposer, critic, and responder roles and are trained with rewards that encourage accurate, well-justified consensus. That becomes feasible now because models are powerful enough to play specialized roles and compute budgets, and RL techniques have matured to stabilize multi-agent training. At a high level, RUMOD proposes a formal multi-agent debate architecture where multiple models play specialized roles: proposers that generate candidate answers, critics that challenge claims, and responders that defend or refine proposals. The novelty is that these agents aren't just run ad hoc. They're trained and coordinated by a shared reinforcement objective, so their behaviors align toward desirable outcomes like truthfulness, justification quality, and consensus. That contrasts with single model self-critique, same model checks itself, or supervised debate setups where roles are hand-labeled and there's no unified incentive. Here, the learning signal is an RL reward that can encode final correctness, internal consistency, and penalties for unsupported claims, which lets agents learn strategies. E.g., a critic learns to spot weak evidence, a proposer learns to produce robust justifications, rather than only imitating labeled examples. The intended output is a ranked or consensus answer with explicit reasoning traces and a learned mechanism for resolving disagreements, which should improve faithfulness and robustness compared to individual models or naive ensembles.
So, in plain terms, instead of one model thinking and then second-guessing itself, RUMOD builds a little team of specialized models that argue under the same game rules, and those rules push them to find accurate, well-justified answers. Mark, what would this change in actual usage?
Practically, you'd move from a single answer plus maybe a confidence score to a structured artifact: competing answers, critiques, and a consensus decision with traces. That changes verification workflows. Reviewers would inspect the debate transcript rather than only the final text. For developers, it changes UX. APIs need endpoints to request debates, stream intermediate positions, and surface provenance. Monitoring also becomes richer. Instead of only tracking accuracy, you track disagreement rates, critic effectiveness, and whether consensus correlates with ground truth. Teams will need new playbooks for when debates disagree, e.g., escalate to human review or trigger a fallback model.
To add a bit more on where it plugs in, you can slot RUMOD into alignment, fact-checking, or decision support layers. During training, you run multi-agent RL to shape policies. At inference, you either run the full debate or run a smaller number of rounds. Integration points are standard model infra: prompt templates, role conditioning, and a reward evaluator that could be a human or an automated verifier. Compared to previous multi-agent experiments, the key is the unified reward and role conditioning, which reduces the risk agents simply learn to game ad hoc incentives.
So technically, it's both a new training recipe and an inference pattern you can plug into the verification layer of your app. Mark, how would teams actually see that day to day?
Day to day, you'd see slightly longer latencies and richer outputs. Customer support might display the top recommendation plus the top two critiques in the agent UI, with links to source statements used in the debate. For developers, SDKs would expose debate controls, number of agents, role weights, and what reward signals to prioritize. Operationally, SLAs change. Some queries should be fast single model fallbacks. High-risk queries run the full debate and possibly human sign-off. Also expect a need for tooling to inspect debate histories and tag recurring failure modes.
On the mechanics inside the model group, roles are often implemented via different policy heads or role condition prompts. The reward function is crucial. It could combine automated checks, evidence alignment scores, consistency metrics, and sparse human feedback. There's also the possibility of shaping rewards to favor concise, verifiable arguments to avoid long, confusing debates. Another practical trick the paper suggests is curriculum or staged training so agents learn basic role behavior under supervised signals before moving to full RL, which stabilizes learning.
So, you need both the engineering to run multiple role condition models and careful reward design to teach them useful behavior. Mark, what does that mean for monitoring and ownership inside an organization?
It means new KPIs and clear owners. ML platform teams should own the debate infrastructure and metrics like critic hit rate or consensus confidence. Product and compliance teams should set reward priorities, e.g., prioritize factuality for compliance queries. Monitoring must catch drift in disagreement patterns or rising false consensus. Realistic piloting requires cross-functional ownership. Platform engineers, ML scientists for reward tuning, and domain SMEs for human evaluation.
One last technical note. Because agents are coordinated via RL, you gain the ability to tune system behavior by adjusting reward components instead of rewriting rules. That gives flexibility. You can emphasize conservatism, explainability, or speed, but it also means debugging requires treating incentives as first-class design elements.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like? Start with a simple operational example.
A straightforward place to try RUMAD is customer support augmentation. Imagine an agent that drafts responses to customer questions, but instead of returning a single answer, the system spawns a proposer to craft a reply, a couple of critics to check facts against the knowledge base and ticket history, and a responder to refine the message. The output is a ranked set. Top recommended reply, two critiques with evidence links, and a confidence trace showing why the consensus formed.
So rather than one static reply, you'd get a recommended answer plus the critique trail, useful for auditors or agents. Mark, on the integration side in this simple case, what do teams need to change?
Practically, you add debate endpoints to your API and expose parameters, number of agents, timeout, and whether to require human sign-off. Prompt templates enforce roles, e.g., you are critic, verify claims against KB. For fallbacks, set an SLA threshold. If the debate exceeds latency or cost budgets, fall back to a vetted single model response and flag the ticket for post hoc review. Short-term ROI is measurable. Fewer escalations, lower average handle time because agents surface sources, and decreased error rates on factual replies. Those are direct metrics to track during a pilot.
Got it. Quicker, more defensible replies with an engineered fallback to keep SLAs. Now, Mark, take us to a more advanced scenario. What does RUMAD look like for a complex high-stakes workflow?
In a complex enterprise setting, think regulatory compliance review or cross-functional decision support. Agents represent domain experts, legal, risk, product, and debate a recommendation, e.g., approve a new financial product or interpret a regulation. The debate synthesizes internal documents, external law texts, and precedents, then produces a defended recommendation plus an audit trail that compliance teams can review. You'd integrate connectors to internal doc stores, require signed-off evidence links, and wire human checkpoints into the workflow. The measurable benefits here are larger: faster review cycles, consistent decisions across reviewers, and an auditable record that reduces downstream liability and manual hours.
So in that case, the debate becomes a decision-making artifact, almost like a written board discussion with traceability. Jamie, how does the reinforcement unified approach from the paper help in this kind of multi-stakeholder scenario?
Reinforcement unifies agent incentives, so each role is optimized not just to perform a task, but to reach a desirable system outcome. For compliance reviews, you can encode rewards for correctness against a verifier, for supporting citations, for conciseness, and for avoiding unsupported claims. That means critics are rewarded when they successfully flag unsupported assertions, and proposers are rewarded when their claims survive scrutiny with verifiable evidence. Over training, agents learn strategies that converge toward defensible consensus rather than gaming a narrow supervised objective. Practically, including automated verifiers and sparse human feedback in the reward loop helps reduce hallucinations because unsupported claims get penalized during learning.
So the RL reward becomes your policy lever. You can nudge the system toward conservatism or completeness depending on what the org needs. Mark, what implementation concerns and measurable signals would you expect for an advanced pilot?
Expect higher compute and longer latencies for full debates. Plan to tier queries. You'll need secure connectors for sensitive docs and strict provenance logging so each claim links to a source. Measure time to decision, percent of decisions requiring human override, disagreement rate among agents, and downstream error fine reduction if you can. Also, budget for change management. Legal and compliance must validate reward priorities, and SMEs must be part of human feedback loops to train the system effectively.
Makes sense. Jamie, any practical knobs teams should use to balance cost, latency, and quality in these deployments?
Yes, there are a few. First, vary the number of debate rounds or agent count by query risk level. Low-risk queries use one proposer and a single critic. High-risk queries run full debates. Second, use staged inference. Run a quick automated verifier to filter out obviously bad proposals before engaging the full debate. Third, apply curriculum training so agents start with supervised role behavior, then move to RL, which reduces training instability. Finally, include mixed rewards. Combine automated evidence metrics with periodic human feedback so the system doesn't drift toward reward gaming.
So tiered debate depth, pre-filters, and careful training curricula for stability. Mark, final quick thought for teams considering a pilot. What's the minimal viable setup to learn fast?
Start with a narrow domain, one critical workflow, and a small set of role condition models, proposer plus one critic plus verifier. Use existing KB lookups as the automated verifier. Track a handful of KPIs, disagreement rate, escalations, and time to resolution, and run the debate synchronously for high-risk queries only. That lets you validate value before investing in full-scale orchestration.
Technically, there are a few hard prerequisites and constraints the paper calls out. First, compute and training complexity. Multi-agent RL with role conditioning needs substantially more GPU and orchestration than a single fine-tune because you're simulating rounds of interaction and computing rewards across agents. Second, data and reward design. You need role-specific supervised examples to bootstrap behavior and a carefully constructed reward signal. Usually a composite of correctness, evidence alignment, conciseness, and penalties for unsupported claims. Third, stability issues. Multi-agent RL is non-stationary, so credit assignment and mode collapse are real risks. Agents can overfit to exploit reward quirks. Fourth, brittleness and failure modes. If agents share the same pre-training biases or the reward is noisy, you can get correlated errors or false consensus where everyone agrees on the same wrong answer. There's also adversarial risk. Agents can learn strategies that game the reward if you don't anticipate exploitative behaviors. Finally, the paper notes practical constraints like latency and cost at inference, and that many evaluations are still in controlled setups rather than production workloads.
Okay, to put that simply, it's not plug and play. You'll need more compute, new kinds of training data and human feedback, and careful reward engineering, because otherwise the system can become overconfident together instead of actually getting better. Mark, from an org perspective, what does this mean in terms of engineering effort and who should own it?
Practically, it means non-trivial engineering and cross-team coordination. You need platform engineers to build orchestration and logging for multi-agent runs, secure connectors to docs for verifiability, and data pipelines for human feedback. ML scientists should own reward design and evaluation. Product and compliance must define the prioritized reward components. For example, legal teams should specify what counts as acceptable evidence. Ownership often sits with the ML platform team for infrastructure, with a steering committee across product, ML, and compliance for policy. Monitoring is heavier. Track disagreement rate, consensus confidence, critic hit rate, and signs of reward hacking or drift. Change management is important. You'll need SMEs in the loop for labeling and to validate reward priorities.
To mitigate the technical risks, the paper and related work recommend a few directions. Use staged training. Start with supervised role imitation, then move to RL to reduce instability. Build hybrid rewards combining automated verifiers, evidence retrieval scores, consistency checks, with sparse human judgment to limit noisy signals. Run adversarial testing, simulate agents trying to game rewards, and include regularization or constraint terms in the RL objective to discourage exploitative strategies. Open problems they flag are better learned evaluators as reward models, scaling debates to many agents or long documents without exploding compute, and rigorous safety evaluations to measure robustness under adversarial or correlated failures.
So teams should expect a learning curve. Start with small, supervised steps, add automated checks and human feedback to the rewards, and actively test for gaming and consensus failures. What about timelines and a realistic scope for pilots versus full production, Mark?
Realistically, plan a tiered rollout. A narrow pilot, one domain, limited agent set, proposer one critic verifier, existing KB as verifier, focused KPIs, can run in 3 to 6 months if you have ML and platform capacity. Moving to production for wider use, full governance and compliance integration is more like 9 to 18 months. You'll need robust monitoring, SLA design, cost optimization, and audited evidence connectors. Key blockers are compute budget, availability of quality human feedback, and legal sign-off on reward priorities. My recommendation, keep the pilot small and cross-functional, platform, ML, compliance, and a domain SME, so you can learn reward settings and monitoring before scaling.
And one last technical note, evaluation matters. Don't rely solely on final accuracy. Measure faithfulness metrics, disagreement trends, and perform stress tests with adversarial inputs. Developing better automated evaluators that correlate with human judgment is probably the single most important research direction to make these systems safe and actionable.
Great. In short, it's promising but not trivial. Expect extra compute, careful reward engineering, deliberate evaluation, and a cross-functional pilot before you scale. Mark, any final practical warning for teams about jumping in too fast?
Yes. Don't overcommit the central use case too early. Focus on one high-value workflow, instrument it well, and measure whether debate actually reduces costly errors. If it does, you've got a clear ROI story to justify the broader investment.
The paper reports consistent improvements over baselines across a few controlled benchmarks, question answering and reasoning data sets, plus simulated debate tasks. Key metrics they cite are accuracy, EM, and F1 for correctness, faithfulness or citation alignment scores for traceability, and an agreement metric measuring consensus among agents. RUMAD improves accuracy and faithfulness versus single model and naive ensemble baselines. Think relative gains in the low double digits on some tasks, and it substantially increases internal agreement and documented reasoning quality. They also report costs, higher compute and longer latency per query, and many evaluations rely on simulated or curated settings with automated verifiers and some human evaluations rather than full production deployments.
So, to rephrase, the authors saw better correctness and clearer reasoning traces plus more agreement between agents, but it came at a measurable cost in compute and speed, and most tests were in controlled environments. Mark, taking that into production, what should teams realistically expect?
Expect smaller gains in the wild. Benchmarks are helpful, but real data is noisier, so you might capture 50 to 80% of the reported accuracy improvements. The practical costs matter. Orchestration, storage for debate logs, and the need for robust verifiers add engineering overhead. Monitoring has to expand beyond accuracy to disagreement rates, provenance coverage, and false consensus indicators. Teams that get the most value are those where errors are expensive. Compliance, legal, finance, or regulated healthcare because the audit trail and defensibility can justify the extra cost.
To add, the paper's human evaluations show improved perceived faithfulness and justification quality, but those are small sample human studies. Also, the agreement metric they use can be optimistic when critics and proposers share the same pre-trained biases. So while results are promising, they're preliminary. More real-world A/B tests and stress tests under adversarial inputs are needed to confirm robustness.
Translating those numbers into benefits, you can expect fewer factual errors and clearer explanations, maybe a noticeable drop in high-cost mistakes, but you'll pay in latency and compute, and you shouldn't assume benchmark gains map one-for-one to production. Mark, last field note, who benefits most and under what conditions?
Teams with high stakes and structured knowledge win first. If you have a stable domain, good internal document connectors, and SMEs to provide reward feedback, RUMAD-style debates can cut review time and liability. If your domain is broad, fast-changing, or you lack human feedback capacity, the cost and complexity may outweigh gains. My practical rule: pilot where the audit trail and decision quality are worth the extra compute and where you can measure downstream impact.
One sentence. The paper brings a practical framework to train and run coordinated debating agents that trade higher compute for more defensible, consensus-backed answers. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arcs of LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news.